The fridge.
Really? Come on, let's boot and rally, Gordo.
Is that worth it?
Oh, we have to go to calls now?
All right, well, Donovan may have ruined the segment and perhaps the whole show.
Please.
But I have more stories.
My God, that's impressive. Yeah,
hey, Mike. You're
Hi,
here.
Queef.
Yes.
Queef,
we are here.
Thank you. On this day in 1936, Mike, now that you're here, President Franklin D. Roosevelt won a landslide election victory over Republican challenger. 1936, who did Roosevelt beat? Who were the Bills of that year?
George Bush.
Albert Breer.
Albert Breer?
Gotta take a shot.
Alfred?
No, that's a horrible shot.
Landon. What did you think of him, Bob?
What?
I don't know. What do you know about Alfred Landon? Mike?
Nothing.
On this day
I know more about Albert Breer than I do Alfred Landon. And I know
agree.
I know more about Alfred E. Newman than I do about either one of them.
And on this day in 1979, five Communist Workers' Party members were killed.
Oh, yeah.
In a clash.
It's Tiny Shirt Corby joining us.
Yeah, what's
All
up
right.
with that, dude?
With the clash. So,
that is a real tight t-shirt you have on.
They were killed in a clash with some heavily armed Ku Klux Klansmen and neo-Nazis during an anti-Klan protest in North Carolina.
What year was this?
1979.
Just grab one of your kids' shirts.
It's not that small, and
boy,
I'm wearing it.
But it is tight.
You got a tiny shirt on today.
That is tight.
Mighty. Dude, I can see your
I can
abs.
Tell this is really cold in here.
I can see your belly button in that thing.
I can, too. It's like you're pregnant.
Flex and rip it like the Incredible Hulk.
I can tell you're not Jewish.
That's the goal.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm not funny.
On this day in 1981, Brewers reliever Raleigh Fingers won the AL Cy Young Award. So he won the AL Cy Young Award in 81 with 28 saves.
Should be quite the fight.
I think that's impressive.
Spot season, dog. He would add 60.
With several guys going after a World Series ring.
No, he has a much less celebrated brother.
Bush and Miller. And it's like an ugly contest.
Really?
Between
What's his name?
Thinky.
On this day in 1973,
now
Texas.
Now that's what's going to put us down for the count today.
Four shot.
Hang on.
Texas running back Earl Campbell rushes for 342 yards in a 42-14 win over SMU.
That's impressive.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Quack.
I wonder what Rich 342. Said. You see that, Rich?
I'm just seeing the Popeye Jones picture for the first time.
Yeah. Nice face, huh?
Wow.
Finish.
You got a party going.
Oh, they
said
the ground,
well,
huh?
No, they said he just, you know, he was resisting a little, but it wasn't forceful.
Yeah.
It's like fail.
Don't they have videos of that nowadays?
He fell. It bounced his head like a basketball. Could Earl get 75 yards against SMU right now?
Right now, he couldn't walk 75 yards straight. Let alone against
SMU.
So
harsh. But it is SMU. SMU 4-4, baby. Bowl bound.
Quack.
Bowl bound. Could
four
be
4-4, baby. Bowl bound.
Could be 7-1 if they would have won their OT games. Look out. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to quote that.
That's right. It's going to be bowl year for them and the Aggies.
Yeah.
Quack. On this day in 1996, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Dallas Cowboys 31-21.
No.
James Willis.
What you talk about?
Is this the 165-yard interception return?
Intercepted Troy Aikman's pass.
Not in 70.
4 yards deep into the end zone, and he combined with cornerback Troy Vincent for the longest return in history.
I remember that.
Vincent to my brother.
The
longest interception return in history.
And that propelled the Eagles to a Super Bowl victory, right?
Yes, they would go on to win the next four Super Bowls.
A whole trophy case full.
Merry Christmas, Eagles! Yes!
In birthday news.
You guys made the playoffs that year.
A man mentioned earlier today on the show, Danny Amendola, is however old you would be if you were born in 1985.
I wonder if he and Richmond Flowers are playing Pearl Jam covers right now somewhere.
Danny Amendola?
Yeah.
Also, the birthday of Anthony Henry.
He's in the league.
Danny Amendola is in the league. In fact,
Anthony Henry, oh well.
He's in St. Louis.
An Eagle, yeah, but in fact, I think people are digging on him a little bit, aren't they?
I believe he was a tremendous collision this weekend.
He's in St. Louis?
TC tells me he's number two for the Rams.
Number two?
Number two what?
He's a solid number two.
He wears number two.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
You guys drive me nuts. It was Roosevelt Leakes, not Earl Campbell.
What about Roosevelt's? Who did Roosevelt defeat in 36?
Whoa, Roosevelt Leakes rushed for 340 yards against SMU in 73?
Yeah.
That's, you know what? Earl won the Heisman in 77, so he wouldn't have been playing for Texas then.
He wasn't even a freshman until
70. Yeah! Doesn't that show you
yeah,
how impressive that is?
For the love of all that's holy!
Oh, that guy hung up.
God!
Wow. Now, what did he want?
I don't know, but he was really upset.
Come on!
I still
right,
say
though.
It
that was Roosevelt Leakes.
Yeah, Roosevelt Potts.
Well, now you jump on the,
pile,
here comes
Bobby
Carpenter.
Yeah.
Look at my hair.
Bobby Carpenter moment. Yeah. Everyone's down on the ground.
That's right.
And there you go.
Like I was trying to save you guys.
I was
going to
say that.
She dives on top of the pile.
Yeah, you're sitting on top of the pile, braiding your own hair.
Running off the
sideline.
Shows
what a high level of attention I'm paying.
Now give me a star on my helmet. Bernie Bickerstaff is 66.
Give me one of those Buckeye stickers.
Where's my Buckeye?
Bernie won a ring?
Huh?
Bernie Kosar did.
Bickerstaff.
What kind of ring?
Who?
I don't know.
I'll bet Bernie Madoff's got a few.
With the Nuggets?
A mood ring?
What
about
he ever
Bernie
win a
Mac?
Ring?
Bernie Mac wore many rings.
I don't know the answer to that either.
No, he's dead.
He is dead.
Bernie Bickerstaff never won a ring.
I bet
you know
Bernie
what?
Bernie Taupin's got a few.
What if we have a moment of silence for Bernie Mac? I'm
please
sorry.
Do.
Okay.
Paul in...
George.
Dwight Evans, 58.
Mickey Greatness.
Good times.
Robert Feller, 91.
Wow.
I'm not doing that.
Is he the greatest living Indian?
Maybe Kenny Lofton.
Yeah, maybe Kenny Lofton.
Is Baerga still alive? 12 one-hitters, 3 no-hitters.
You like one-hitters,
yeah,
don't you?
266 career wins. Did he have to go to war?
Why do you think the one-hitters got mentioned first?
Did he go to war?
I think he did.
So what would he have had if he didn't have to
right.
go? He killed
fought
a bunch of Krauts.
A lot more one-hitters, probably.
Yeah, he fought the North.
Yeah, he served as gun captain aboard the USS Alabama Hot Pocket.
Antoine Walker.
Hey!
Forcing a shot there. Let's admit it, Ty.
It's all right, Ty.
He forced a shot. The
I
man,
saw a hole and I went for it.
Yeah. What's he supposed to do?
You know what he's upset about?
Maybe the girl he was making out with
yeah,
is listening right now.
He's upset we revealed that he was making out. In the
he was too?
Yeah.
Yes,
Tom, making out at a bar.
Tom doesn't know what he's talking about. Tom was drunk.
Tom
no.
sang like a bird on him.
What bar were y'all
because
at?
Off the
he
air,
thinks you doth protest too much.
Ty said that he was 10 Crown and Cokes in, so that's his excuse.
10?
10?
Yeah. Well, you are a lummox, so you can handle that.
Hey, we've all been there.
10 Crown and Cokes in, time to make out with whatever will make out with me.
Was that the case? Was it just whatever was there? Whatever slag heap was lying around, you just kind of picked it up?
It's Mrs. That's, slag heap.
That's also
you,
the way she looked slag at it the next
yeah.
day.
Right.
Oh, God.
I was 5 Crown and Cokes in.
He's starting to whisper deep.
Hey, we've all been there. It's all right, folks. Ty.
Have we?
Now, you may be wondering.
What, Mike?
Larry Holmes is 60.
Hey, Holmes.
What's up, Holmes?
You guys had him on?
For the sole purpose of calling him Holmes.
We were at a guy's night out or something. I remember that.
Maybe the greatest heavyweight champion ever.
Come
on.
After watching
how about that?
30 for, or what was it?
Yeah,
he was
30 for 30. Better
after
than Cassius
that,
Clay.
I want him on now.
I remember that.
I've got things to say to Larry Holmes.
That dude was awesome.
Was he?
I don't know about that.
He was.
He really kept in shape, too. Looks like a Weeble.
He's like 600 years old, man.
He's 60.
And he wears...
That's what I said.
Wood chip glasses.
He also wore capes and big cavalier hats, too.
Really?
Phil Sims is 53.
Damn.
22.
How are you going to celebrate
25?
That?
25?
By thrashing myself.
Yes, for 25.
It's pretty good. Pretty good in the Super Bowl.
So Adam Ant is 55.
Patrick Ant.
Who?
What do you
do? Adam Ant?
Yes. The rocker.
Oh. Yeah, I remember him.
Kate Capshaw is 56.
He really rocked. What, is there some question that you didn't remember him?
I just hadn't thought of him in a long time.
I think Tom just took a run at another musical act.
Goody-doo, goody-doo, goody-goody-doo. Yeah. Shoes you don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? You don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do?
Awesome.
Must be something inside.
God,
that was awful. That was awful. Why'd you bring that up?
I don't know.
I bet you loved cleaning the garage while that was on.
Vacuuming in the living room.
Goody-doo, 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 shoes.
Waxing the car. Kate Capshaw, isn't that?
Using the
cold. Oh, that's
the
short round. Surrogate mother.
That's Doll.
That's who?
You call him Dr. Jones, Doll.
Steven Spielberg's wife.
Michael Dukakis, 76.
Who converted to Judaism? Because... If she didn't, she didn't get the cash.
Michael Dukakis.
Did he ditch her?
No, he ditched. He ditched Amy Irving for Kate Capshaw. That was at the time the biggest celebrity divorce.
Kathy
ever.
Kinney is 56.
Money wise, at least.
She played
that's
Mimi.
A good trade off. Peace wise.
Mimi on the Drew Carey Show.
Oh, the Drew Carey Show. Wow.
Mimi. Snake. The fat
Mimi?
Girl.
Mimi.
Attending Cleveland.
Her What's name her? Was Mammy.
Mimi. What was her real name in Human Life?
Kathy Kinney.
Mammy.
What?
Say Mammy.
Mimi.
Mark that, please.
Dolph Lundgren is 52.
Genius.
Did you guys have him on like a week straight?
He formed Utopia.
I can't believe his career didn't have staying power.
Well, you know what? I was watching that the other night.
Nice score, dude.
It holds up, doesn't it?
No.
Bro.
How did we think that was any
the best.
Anything?
Rocky IV?
How did that make
terrible.
Any money?
Actually, I'm
it's
on.
It's like the worst movie
no,
ever.
Three.
That's
no,
four. That was four.
You better not go watch the other Rockies then. You're going to find the whole franchise is stupid.
No, Bob.
What's up? Yep, said it.
Rocky 1 is still genius.
Said it, exclamation
genius.
Point.
Let's slow down.
Rocky 2, dude.
Let's slow
Rocky
down.
Rocky 1
double,
is still genius. Double
yes.
line.
If he
come on.
Dies.
Let's slow
Rocky
down.
Rocky 1 is
if he dies, he dies.
Is that him?
Yeah. Yes, it's him. It's cinematic.
So we made him say that?
Uh-huh.
Rocky 2, not far
you
behind.
Lose. You will lose.
Hey, say these things.
If
that's
he
really...
dies, he dies.
Oh,
you are dancing monkey.
Yeah! Russia!
At least we were up front with him.
Did
not
you,
like
okay.
you, Larry Holmes, pretending you had to talk to him about other stuff.
Did you stand up in the theater when you saw Rocky 4 with all your high school chums?
I saw it here in Arlington. I remember that summer.
American flag shorts on.
Whenever they show the two training, you know, they're just going crazy. And whoever trains in the worst conditions wins every Rocky fight. Yeah, just keep lowering it. And then, so in the end, they show him with all this technological stuff. And he's got all this stuff glued to him, you know, as he's training on a treadmill.
And his chick next to him.
Yeah. And then suddenly here comes the needle into his big bicep. And it was like, I knew it! He's on drugs!
Genetic engineering.
You said that in high school?
Yeah.
He blows up the machine, doesn't he?
That's a Brigitte Nielsen.
I think Norm did a segment on
that. He blew up the machine. He was so strong.
So who would you hang out with when you came down here to Arlington?
How about when they did it as high as it would go? The
treadmill.
The incline?
Yes.
Boy.
Naked title.
My cousin
beat him.
My cousin Greg would
because
stay
blood.
With Uncle Gary for a month.
He wasn't used
he
to
was
seeing
his
blood.
Son from another marriage.
And that weakened him.
Do you think that was
and
the
I
most?
I would stay there for a month.
Do you think?
And we go to Ranger Games, Wet n' Wild, and Rocky movies.
If you were to rate your entire life from on the scale of patriotism, did you peek out in your patriotic life?
Yes, right
at Rocky
there?
Movies?
Yes.
I agree.
But how about when the premier of Russia also stood up and applauded because he realized...
Wow.
The intensity.
What a great performance.
Rocky.
That American can really fight. I got to tip my hat, my communist hat to
but
him.
But watch that now, and you'll say bullsh.
Dude.
Like every scene.
Unlike the one with Mr. T in it.
But we didn't know Mr. T then. Yeah, that was great.
Hey, woman.
He killed Mickey.
You guys.
Hey, woman.
Unbelievable.
Hey, woman.
I can never win this fight, so let me just say to move on. Rocky franchise, not that great.
Rocky 1 is still good.
Ooh. Now you said Jim. I'm back and down.
2 is bad. 2 is bad.
You keep loving it real, man.
2 is no good. Don't go watch 2.
Okay, so the staunch supporters of the Rocky franchise.
2 or 1 and 3. Odd numbers are good.
Why the hell is Mickey Lamb chiming?
How about
what about
this
Rocky 5? You want to keep with that?
How about this line? How about this line? Shut up, Cruz! Jesus Christ!
Hey, whoa. Dude! Calm down!
Oh, hey!
Not on election day!
Why is he running?
Why? People are trying to vote.
Still.
He's not running, Dan.
Maybe it's a tiny.
I blew a gas.
Maybe it's a tiny shirt.
I'm kidding.
It's gotten off your circulation.
All right, let's get back.
Tiny.
Back to birthdays.
That shirt is tiny.
No, it's not.
I can see your veins.
It fits.
Dennis Miller is 56.
Good friend of mine.
Hardline zone, right?
Yeah.
Choo-choo.
I like him. I've come around on him.
I like you. You're crazy.
You're crazy.
Shadow Stevens is 63.
Oh, boy. Wow. What
Mike,
a spare.
Was that he your inspiration?
Center Square, no?
Got a what? Dog in there.
I thought you were a big Shadow Stevens.
Why was Shadow?
Don't even know who it is.
Can I have a job?
A DJ in
Did
Los
you go
Angeles
to broadcast school with Shadow Stevens?
Didn't he do the Duck
He did American
song?
Top 40.
The
no,
Disco
that was Rick
Duck?
D's.
Rick D's. Oh. Shadow what? Stevens did as well.
Casey Kasem.
I'm telling you.
Shadow Stevens had a great voice, too.
Roseanne
okay, well, we
is...
no DJ.
I consider myself very fortunate to be working with a couple of experienced professionals like
Except
that.
Except the Wolfman.
God. All right, you liked Wolfman Jack, though, right?
Yeah. Who okay. did when I was a kid?
Roseanne is 57.
Hot wood.
And now, here are your spare birthdays.
Would you? We got no P1s Why today?
Well, what do I have to lose?
Not one P1.
Well, I have
a wiener. I'm still hanging around Dallas a little
bit. My
football. Hey, what does he just take for?
Armando Benitez, 37.
What's your birthday that you
Giants.
Have? Hold on. Mike has a P1
today.
Yes. It is the birthday of Nancy Fisher today.
Of Nancy's Custard Shop.
What a surprise it was.
Get the freshest flavors.
After so many years.
Nancy's Custard.
And in such an unusual place. My dresser drawer.
How old is she, Mike?
But.
I don't know.
Since you're nothing
Take
more
a guess.
Now than a name scribbled on a high school play program. Right.
Are we talking 30s, 40s,
I a way to make 50s, more room for underwear.
60s, 40s. Okay.
Grass on the playing field.
Porn.
Let's move on, shall we? Darren Hancock is 30.
I'll tell you what. Tomorrow,
why is he mentioning that name?
Is that baseball? Oh,
that's a Kansas man. Jayhawk, I
What's
do
What's that
believe.
Name again, Bob?
Darren Hancock.
I know why he's mentioning
A Charlotte Hornet.
Also played for the Bucks in 96.
Wow.
Why are you trying to hide that information, Bob?
I don't know. Karch Karai, 49?
Wow, could it be?
Yes, the Morning Zoo's own Karch Karai.
You had him on
yeah.
during the 84 Olympics?
Yeah. I consider myself.
I used to really like that guy's haircut.
Send him down the stairs.
St. John Smith and Karch Karai. Is that who you're looking for?
No, Steve Phillips.
Ontiveros.
Steve?
Yeah, I think his name was Steve.
Steve.
I can't take you seriously whenever I say that word.
Steve?
It's my default name.
Yeah, the volleyball player, the beach volleyball player.
Yeah, Steve. I don't think he had a... It was just like Maradona.
Yeah, it was like Sting. Steve.
Hey, sure. Hey.
How about
Steve?
It was the great Steve!
Mike, might you mean Kent Steffes?
No.
Okay.
Close enough.
Less time.
Paul Quantrill, 41.
Pitcher?
Kansas City.
He's bound to a bit of well somewhere along the line. Had a swim through Klee, didn't he?
Boss, Tor. Wasn't he Hawaiian?
Queen.
Mark.
I think he was Canadian.
Was he?
I think.
Yeah, from London, Ontario, Canada.
By way of Honolulu.
Swim through Klee?
No.
Almost
Hawaiian. But he was a Philly, Tom.
Queen.
Darren Sharper, 34.
Wow.
Saints.
Well, you think there was a big birthday party after that game last night?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody going down to the ninth ward.
Oh, here's a joke.
Maybe to rebuild some houses and stuff.
Nice Katrina joke, huh? Keep going, Snake.
Hey.
Yeah. Come on, let's get the Hurricane Katrina joke series up and running.
Yeah, so.
What else? So anyway, the ninth ward got flooded. See?
Thank you. Wow. That's funny.
Pretty good routine. Might have to chisel that out a little more.
Yeah, I might need to go a little deeper into the pool.
I think I nailed it.
Tariq Abdul-Wahad, 35.
That's Tom. A former Maverick great.
Cuban nemesis.
Cuban said Tom is the Tariq Abdul-Wahad of PA announcement.
He did, didn't he?
He did.
The Olivier Saint-Jean.
He did?
Yeah.
He did. Right.
Why? Why did he say that?
I'm in damn good company.
Why did he say that?
I don't know.
Wow.
What a gift.
Might have been
hands,
drunk.
Dog.
What a gift. He said you're the Tariq Abdul-Wahad of PA announcers. God.
I don't know. We didn't ask to get an explanation.
Well, who's the Oliver Mack thing?
Good question.
Good counter.
I don't know.
Bob Welch, 53.
Old blood and guts.
Is that the ex-LA Dodgers pitcher or the ex-Fleetwood Mac?
Dodger. And Matt Lawton, 38.
Twins.
He also had half a foot.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Matt Lawton?
Isn't he a well?
Has to be.
He had a swim through Klee.
All right, Dad. Bob
Thorne, really?
Matt Lawton.
No Lawton throwback today?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I think the other volleyball player that Mike's looking for is Tenjin Smith.
I said that.
No, I don't think so. It seems like his name's Steve something.
Why do you want to yell at this guy? You're right. Just helping out.
I said Tenjin Smith like three times.
Well, it has to be that shirt. That Under Armour shirt you have on.
Are we going to have this trouble with you all day today because of that thing?
And it's a little bitty ass shirt.
Sure enough. Why don't you go out there and get one of those quality t-shirts and put it
on. We went with
It might be a little bit better fit.
Are you trying to cut down on wind resistance, or what are you doing here?
Jeez.
Get to work quicker.
His buddy Michael Phelps suggested he wear this.
He cut off a tenth.
Born on this day, now dead, Charles Bronson and Bronco Nagurski.
Two-tenths of a second faster.
Bronco Nagurski.
Mission accomplished. Was it Flo Hyman, Mike?
Ooh, where's another boy, dead Bob. Track joke?
Wonder why he's bringing that up.
Oh, man.
What about a brother?
Bob.
Bob's working blue today.
He really is, man.
Hang on. Ty has a joke. Go ahead, Ty.
What's his brother's name? Her brother's name.
Niles Drop.
No. You said it. Go ahead. What is it? Here's funny.
Here's painful.
I don't know what you're talking about.
More with Captain Painful.
Tyler.
That's an unofficial
that's
nickname.
That's why today doesn't suck.
Did you have a story, Mike? What was that you were going to get into right here?
Oh, that's right.
Did you have Paul Harvey jokes to tell us?
Tell us that story, that funny...
Remember the girl you always...
I'll save it for tomorrow.
Mike!
It right now. It'll be better tomorrow. When we're really up against it. When we have some P1 birthdays and stuff. When we're really up against it.
Well, tell us about the first time you snuck into the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah. Do you not remember the bit that we do here?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Go ahead.
With the lolly.
Steve Timmons.
Yes, thank you.
Five, four, three, two.
All right, there was this girl who came back.
Tomorrow morning on the Dunham Miller Show, we have a very special guest.